While some blurred their way through midnight New Year's Eve, struggling to stay awake amidst the televised dream of college football, 24-hour news, Dick Clark declarations, and the chilled throng at Roosevelt Square, others proclaimed life-changing intentions, resolved to lose weight, quit smoking, find a new path. Admirable and intrepid, those making New Year's resolutions have a fan in author Mark Hopkins.
Make a decision to do something. And with a New Year's resolution, I can't think of a better place to start that works with my world. And that, in my experience, that decision to actually do something comes from one of two places. Either, you know, motivating personal hardship, somebody who's had some really bad stuff happen to them and who hasn't, and is mad as heck and wants to do something about it, or somebody who has a personal vision that's so compelling they can't wait to make progress toward it. So I would say, you know, in the new year, make a decision to do something.
To be clear, though Mark Hopkins would likely join the chorus of appreciation of your new dietary direction or sudden abstinence of tobacco, his vested interest focuses on those intent to alter their professional direction. The new year happened to coincide with the release of his book, Shortcut to Prosperity, 10 Entrepreneurial Habits and a Roadmap for an Exceptional Career.
You know, I originally set out to do it for someone probably earlier in their career, but, you know, it turns out that people turn on and kind of come to this point where they say, okay, where am I going? What do I really love doing? And where do I want to go with my career? And some people, you know, might get that in college. Most people, I would think, would get that in a job or two outside of college. But as I worked with my editor on the book and other people read it, they said, no, this is really applicable to anybody who's at any point in their career who's not satisfied with where they are and is thinking about deeply about where they might want to go with it.
Many might want to go in a career direction like Mark Hopkins. His publicist lauds his many achievements, building a $75 million medical instruments company, starting a private equity firm, and initiating a foundation that supports nonprofits. A pair of engineering degrees from Cornell and Stanford also jump off his resume.
College is a great foundation, and I talk about it in the book as being a wonderful place to start. But, you know, that is a place to start, and you build from there. And, yes, these are things that are not obvious. I mean, they're obvious to anyone who's kind of been there and achieved what they would consider prosperity in their careers. And everybody that reads the book that has been there is kind of nodding their head. But it's not something that I ever got in the formal education I got. And I don't expect that people are getting it today. So, yeah, it's definitely the school of hard knocks.
Searching for alternative career paths may not be a passing change of the year fancy for many. It may be a workforce necessity. While the unemployment rate hovers at 8%, the underemployment rate rests at 16%, a bulging subset of Americans to whom Hopkins would love to offer his advice.
Build creative tension. And creative tension is an extremely productive force created within anyone who takes the time to do an honest assessment of where they are now, what the current reality is, and compare it to their personal vision of the life of their dreams. And this creative tension works in the background. Once you kind of get that set, there's only two ways to reduce that tension. It's give up on your dreams or move toward them.
The book's title projects a quick fix image, Shortcut to Prosperity, 10 Entrepreneurial Habits and a Roadmap for an Exceptional Career. Hopkins, to his credit, acknowledges his shortcuts are anything but quick.
And I talk about natural curiosity and utilizing that to get really deep into something. And I reference Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000 hours that, you know, once you figure out what you're prosperous about, you know, you're going to have to put in the hours to get down that learning curve to get to the point where you have the insights that the world is crying out for. But once you get there, it's a really special place.
Much like politicians, self-help guides are heavy on promises, light on results, and offer no guarantees. As Washington leaders spent the final days of 2012 casting gloomy images of an impending fiscal cliff, the glasses-half-full approach of people like Mark Hopkins offer an encouraging counterbalance for those searching for hope and help in the coming year. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.